Michael Bruns of Husker 24/7 back with us now on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone. Good afternoon, Michael.
How's it going, Connor?
Pretty good. Are you ready for the luxury restaurant inside Memorial Stadium?
I heard it was going to, that's what the new, where the old Red Lobster was going. That's my understanding. It's just going to be like Cheddar Biscuit City in Memorial Stadium.
Yep. People get mad. They start throwing cheddar biscuits.
They got rid of Red Lobster to everybody's much to everybody's chagrin. But lo and behold, it's gonna be a Memorial Stadium. You heard it here first.
And at one point, there was a talk of like a hotel, like with condos kind of connected to it too, like luxury, you know, living spaces for people that kind of overlook the stadium. Did this make its way onto the survey?
Yeah, well, I mean that was, I believe, maybe like 8 years ago or so.
Yeah.
That was something that was being kicked around as a possibility in South Stadium. So I don't know. I mean, I would even probably be okay with just like backs on the seats. Like that seems like a small enough ask. But yeah, I'm kind of eager to hear what comes of that. Like it's but it needs something. I think though that the approach of kind of taking the survey is the right one though, because everybody's got opinions.
Yep.
I mean, you've listened to athletic director call-in shows before where, you know, the hot button issues of the day are like the temperature of the popcorn and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, maybe they'll learn something from this that they can actually improve the stadium with.
Well, there's quite a few things on Trev Albert's plate at the moment. I feel like this is almost a first day on the job type of question. But like, what, you know, there is expanding or doing whatever you're going to do to facilities, making them a little bit more user friendly. There's the whole football situation, which is kind of taking care of itself for now. There's the basketball situation, which is going on. Like, first and foremost, it's about getting those teams to play better, right? And then there's the other stuff too.
Yeah, I mean, it you know, you kind of wonder when Trev Alberts took this job. I mean, I'm sure that he had to have some idea of what he was going to have to be dealing with in this role. And I would imagine that there's probably been a number of things that have popped up beyond just like the performance of the basketball team and the football team that are taking up a good amount of his time. So I would be eager to hear him at his most honest moments about kind of the way that the first, you know, however many months have gone, but there's a lot to tackle over there in the AD right now. And, you know, I do know though that getting the stadium stuff right and
it's important.
Fan experience stuff, it's really important. Because you don't get that right, and that starts to bleed over into, you know, into the financial part of things pretty quickly. So it's really important to really take a good approach to that.
Bruns, they get the schedule revisions yesterday, maybe even more backloaded than it was before. Hopefully you didn't have anything already scheduled for your bye weeks. What did you take out of the revisions that came through yesterday?
Yeah, the takeaway I think for me was just, you know, the end of the schedule again. I mean, it's a challenging go round through the Big Ten, and not only, you know, tough teams, but you know, you're having to play teams whose, you know, sole purpose on a football field is to basically run you into submission, and you're having to do that in November when it's, you know, really kind of gut check time. At the same time, you know, I still think there's the chance for Nebraska again. And I feel like we kind of say this every year, but there's an opportunity there for Nebraska to get off to a fast start if, you know, you can take care of Northwestern, whether that's in Dublin or Evanston or wherever it's going to be. And then, you know, you've got a manageable non-con schedule. Oklahoma's obviously going to be tough, but there's, you know, some wins early in the season that if you're going to make improvements as a program, you have to have. And then you get to November, and then that's when you're going to test your depth, and you know, you're going to see if Donovan Raiola is going to earn his money, and whether the defense can continue its upward trend. So, you know, the thing for Nebraska is you got to beat the teams that you feel like you should, and you know, take your best shot at the Wisconsins and the Michigans in November.
When that Ireland game gets mentioned, I feel like every time it does, it's like, yeah, that first game in Ireland or wherever it might be.
I mean, I'm sure that there's, you know, some unique things about Dublin, but I mean, it might feel like Evanston at times. I don't know, but yeah, I guess, you know, we'll see. I mean, I don't know that I would bet on too much with everything that's going on in the world right now. And I mean, there's a lot of months between now and in August, what, 27th, I think it is, 28th,
that's right.
Somewhere
yep.
in there. So, but it's tough. I mean, you got to make a decision soon on this stuff because people are trying to line up travel and everything else. So you got to know that sooner than later.
Well, I was a little curious, you know, looking at it. It doesn't, there's a reason why it maybe doesn't feel like it's set in stone, because I know they would probably want that week off after again, and that's something they don't have at the moment. They come back right away and play. Like, I mean, or maybe that was just a Bill Moose thing. Maybe that was just a last year thing. But I don't know. It does for whatever reason, it doesn't feel like it's totally set in stone.
Yeah. Well, and it's, you know, that is a tough thing. I mean, you don't have the week to kind of get back and acclimated. I mean, you have a game in Dublin potentially on Saturday. And I mean, I just selfishly, I'm like, man, I got to get back and get dialed in for that North Dakota press conference early on Monday morning.
People will be making their way back still. If they just hopped off the plane. Okay, Bruns, I'm going to ask you this question then. Very bluntly, what are the differences between Bill Moose and Trev Alberts?
Well, I mean, I think the biggest difference that I've noticed is, you know, that Trev's around. Trev is at soccer matches. He's at women's basketball games. He's you know, traveling to the NCAA volleyball championships. I mean, that has been noticeable, and it's been noticed by people in the athletic department. And it's not just, you know, him being around the football program, which is a given, but, you know, he's really made it a point to get around the athletic department, to introduce himself to people, to be out there. And I know that, you know, Bill Moose was, you know, pretty straightforward with people that he didn't want to, you know, be that kind of AD that's kind of always out and around and kind of getting in coach's business and stuff like that. And I think there's probably a fine line between getting in a coach's business and just being there and supporting. But that I think has been the biggest thing I've noticed. You know, I think that, you know, to Bill's credit, I mean, he was pretty good at being accessible and being out and around and things like that. But, you know, I think the other thing that people have told me that have dealt with Trev is, you know, he's a very straight shooter. You know, I think that he, you know, has had to make some tough decisions during his time as an athletic director at other places, but and certainly did that at UNO. And I think that, you know, right now, kind of going through what's going on in the AD and where things are and kind of having to make tough decisions and get a lay of the land financially, I think is really important for him. So, but to me, I think it's really just the fact that he's been around. I mean, a good example of that was, you know, the Nebraska baseball goes down to Arkansas to play in that regional. And, you know, Bill Moose was, you know, very conspicuously missing from that trip, even though a lot of senior AD folks were down there. So,
yeah, he didn't get he didn't get the chance to meet my boy, the athletic director from NJIT, Lenny.
Oh yeah, yeah. Are you guys? Did you have plans to get together again this spring?
Yeah,
you guys gonna hang out.
Yeah, we never exchanged numbers, but we hope that we cross paths again.
So, well, I mean, Nebraska plays at Rutgers you have a date now for that. I mean, you could call him up and maybe get some drinks on Friday before the game.
The problem is, I don't know if I'm going to be a help. I'm going to be able to help him get a new stadium, which is what he desperately wants for NJIT.
Hey, I think everybody that played in that regional that wasn't Arkansas is angling for a new stadium or some upgrade. So he's not alone in that. But
yeah,
no, that's just an example. I think that Trev's made it a point to really get around and be around and be present. I think that's impressed a lot of people over in North Stadium.
Speaking of, I mean, you mentioned it there, and I talked about it a little bit in the last segment, but, you know, Haymarket Park is not the newest of facilities anymore. I know Will Bolt's been angling for some sort of upgrades to that. That's on the list, but how far down the list?
I don't know. It's a little bit more of a complicated situation too, right? Because it's not like Nebraska has total control over the facility to kind of just do whatever they want. I mean, it's a little bit more of a nuanced conversation there, but it's an important one, I think. I think when you saw, you know, Nebraska wants to be hosting regionals, I think that's an attainable goal based on Will Bolton's staff and what Nebraska baseball could be. But you do need to upgrade the facilities a little bit. I mean, if you've seen Arkansas's facilities, and they're obviously in a kind of a league of their own, but getting somewhere close to that, I think, would be a big step for Nebraska baseball. I mean, just being able to lift weights in the same area consistently where you practice and where your locker rooms are and stuff like that is important. They haven't done a ton of upgrades to the team's clubhouse over there in a number of years. So stuff like that, I think you can do it. I think that, you know, the thing that's going to help them get that done faster is continuing to win, because, I mean, when you hear Trev talk about coaches and the AD, I mean, Will Bolt is always towards the front of that conversation. So I think there's a willingness to get something done there. I think it's just a little bit more of a complicated situation, because you have the Salt Dogs and some different ownership type setups with the stadium over there.
Next time we talk in a week, that will be under a month away from Nebraska baseball playing at Sam Houston State.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
We're going to be waiting for pitchers and catchers to report, even though they're never going to report because Major League Baseball will never start, and yet we'll have college baseball on our hands.
Yeah, you've got, Nebraska's pitchers and catchers officially full practice on January 28th. So circle that on your calendar. But, yeah, you got Rob Manfred running things. I mean, what do you expect? I mean, that's what you get.
Yep. That's how it goes. I don't know that he's going to be involved in finding a new opponent for Nebraska baseball when San Diego State apparently just double booked it. And
you know what happened with that, right?
No, what exactly happened?
So what happened was a coach left Arizona State to go to San Diego State, and the San Diego State replaced Nebraska on their schedule with Arizona State that weekend. So Nebraska just kind of got boxed out, and that's what happened. I kind of joked about this. I mean, it wasn't like a situation where somebody in San Diego looked at a weather app finally for early March weekend and decided that they wanted no part of that. But yeah, that's what happened. They were just undone by a coaching changeover and probably the want for playing in warmer temperatures.
Maybe this is an opportunity for Northern Colorado to jump back on the schedule.
It's a weekend series, though.
Yeah, so you can't do that.
That would be weird not seeing some midweek pitchers from Northern Colorado.
They only travel on Tuesdays and Wednesdays from what we've experienced. All right, Bruns, we'll let you go. Appreciate the time as always, man. We'll talk next week.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Michael Bruns, Husker 24/7, covers it all for them over there. Check them out. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and round out the hour next on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.